Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Happy Monday! I know it's tough. We are all stuck at home, and a lot of us are struggling with something going on in our lives. And mine last week was a funk. It was a complete aimlessness, purposelessness. And yet, God brought some people into my life to slap me out of that mode. First, I kept surrendering. We have to do that every moment we feel aimless, hopeless, fearful, filled with stress and anxiety. Let's just surrender it to God. Jesus, I surrender to you. Take care of everything. And keep saying it. You could also say, Jesus, I trust in you, as many times throughout the day as you need to, until you feel a sense of calmness and peace. I've been told and shown through other people that I need to get out there more. I need to share and help walk with others through the reality of what's happening and be raw about it, right? I'm sharing with you my struggles. Last week, I don't know what was happening. I felt like just sleeping all day, every day. And so this morning, I started in a different way with my prayer. I started with my deliverance prayer. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind and send and command the spirit of, and I went through them all, obsession, harassment, laziness, distraction. And I put them all at the foot of the cross for Jesus to pour his precious blood on them and for them to receive their sentence. Get out of my life. And then I started in my regular routine of praying, putting myself in the presence of God, giving my will and my memory and my intellect, past, present, and future. I went through my regular prayer, and out of the blue, I have not prayed in tongues in such a long time. I received that gift when I was at a charismatic conference, and I used to pray all the time in tongues. This happened last November. And so this morning, I just started, oh my gosh, my tongue was going in a speed that I can't even imagine. I can't imagine because it was happening to me, but let me just say, I've never done it in my regular speech. This was insane. And I went to a place, just a calmness and a love, because it's basically the one-way love language to God. I don't know. All I'm saying is I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. I felt him saying, do you love me? As I was going along my routine this morning, not my prayer routine, but kind of, you know, making the coffee, making my husband's lunch, feeding the dog, that type of stuff. Do you love me? Do you love me? I haven't really been in your your day, your life, as I have before. And so I don't know if this is a test that we're all under without the beautiful sacramental graces of the church, daily mass. Yes, confession is still there. As a matter of fact, if you're not doing the Mary's Mantle consecration with me on my Facebook page, which is at Facebook, and you go to Find Something More Community, you can at least watch these videos on Queen of Peace Media and look up Mary's Mantle consecration. And there's a video out there of confession and joy. So for those of you Catholics who are listening to this and you can take advantage of the sacramental graces of confession and you have churches open that are offering confession, which I believe is still happening out there. Thank God it's happening in my diocese. Maybe a drive up. You may have to keep, you know, your 6 feet distance between people, but in the end, go. Gosh, take advantage of that sacramental grace. Clear yourself, because I think that there's so much fear out there, and I don't want anyone to be dying, A, with a mortal sin on your soul, but B, there's graces that come through confessing to the priest. You walk out of there completely clean, and I'm telling you, the Spirit will stir up in you in a way that you've never felt before. And as you're standing in line or as you're waiting, pray and thank God for this beautiful grace, for this beautiful sacrament that we can take advantage of, even in these times. I don't know. I can't even imagine what life will be like without an Easter celebration in a church. I'm not going to get together with my family. This is definitely a time for God to be testing us and just basically asking us, do you love me? In the hard times, in the dry times, in the tough times, do you love me? Are we seeking him to be joy, to be love to others? That's where it all kind of came to a head for me this morning. And quite frankly, I think that Satan and all of his evil spirits are loving this. They are all over the place trying to distract us, trying to divert us from prayer. And I know it's difficult when you've got your whole family, if you do have a family, sitting at your house, you know, and you're trying to find that quiet time. Here's what I would say. Look, family, I need to pray. I'm going to be a better mom and a better wife when I do. So I need a half an hour. I need an hour to sit in quiet. Husband, I need you to help here. Or oldest child, please behave. And I don't know, maybe you don't have the ability to get your kids somewhere, but maybe they can nap. And while they're napping, you read next to them, or you involve them in the prayer. Maybe you read a spiritual book to them, or you even read the Bible and you share a beautiful story that helps them understand what the Bible's teaching is. And you are praying that way, bringing Jesus into your family and into your life. He's asking us loud and clear, do we love him right now? At this moment, today. And let's all try to do our best and not think about the past. Don't think about what happened yesterday. Just live in this moment right now. Live in this day and try to be the best person you can be to those around you. And also try to bring Jesus to those around you. Whether it's in social media, whether it is in a text, a phone call, a story to your kids. Try to bring light and joy in such a dark time. Do we love him now more than ever? I think we need him now more than ever. And he doesn't want our cries of fear. He wants our cries of love. So I hope that you connect in your heart with love, mercy, and tenderness of God. Ask him to put his arms around you and to hold you. ask the Father, Abba, Father, Daddy, I'm scared. I don't know what is going on with me, but I need your arms around me, your love around me. Lord, please hug me like your baby. I am your beloved daughter, your beloved son. I need you now. I love you. Help me feel your love. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day, and let's go love Jesus and each other as he says we should. Have a blessed and inspired day.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.